This is Pat Boone for the United States Navy.
On a high and peaceful mountain, or a crowded avenue, any place is heaven, just as long as I'm with you.
Hello there, Pat Boone here with Billy Vaughn and his orchestra for our friends, the United States Navy and Naval Reserve. We'll try to make these next 15 minutes pleasant ones for you, so you just relax while we go to work.
In a shabby little cabin, or a castle white and blue, any place is heaven, just as long as I'm with you.
With music on deck and a special salute to one of more than 50 colleges and universities offering that vital edition, Naval Reserve Officer Training. It's that young man who sings for all America, Pat Boone, with Billy Vaughn and his orchestra. Now here's Pat.
In my little red book, I see somehow all the girls that I knew. And I'm wondering who can be kissing them now. Down through memory lane, I love to look at the little blue signs and the little white lines in my little red book. But there's one girl I had a yen for back in 1953. That's the one I'd go again for. And if she came back to me, all the rest of the world I'd overlook. I'd have only one flame. The only one name in my little red book. All the rest of the world.
Now, Pat, I believe you have a change in mood and theme.
I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Most everybody knows I am the newsboy of the town. You'll hear me yelling, morning star, as I run along the street. I had no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. I have no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. I'm awful cold and hungry, sir, my clothes are torn and thin. I wander around from place to place, my daily bread to win. Never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. My father died when I was three, I heard my mother say. And I am helping mother, sir, as I journey on my way.
Mother always tells me, sir, I've nothing in this world to lose. I'll get a place in heaven, sir, to sell the gospel news. So never mind, sir, how I look, don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown. I sell the morning paper, sir, my name is Jimmy Brown.
You know, Ralph, the famous naval hero, John Paul Jones, had some very fine ideas what constituted a good naval officer. And today, NROTC units do their very best in offering this type of training, like the NROTC unit at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut.
Yes, Pat, and the Navy and Yale have had a long association, for Yale was one of the original six institutions of higher learning to participate in the NROTC program. The unit has been there continuously since 1926. Yale University, founded in 1701, moved from Saybrook, Connecticut, to its present site in New Haven in 1716. In grateful appreciation of the financial assistance of a retired East India merchant in London, Elihu Yale, the trustees voted to change the name to Yale College. The medical institution was founded in early 19th century, and Yale began its career as a university. In 1861, Yale took the lead among American universities in conferring the degree of Doctor of Philosophy. Today, under the direction of its president, Kingman Brewster, Jr., and a faculty of 2,100, Yale serves approximately 8,000 students in its 12 colleges, each college being a separate entity. Statistics now show that 40% of the undergraduates are scholarship students, while over half of the graduate and professional students are given financial aid by the university. The Yale Library, one of the nation's four largest, now has an adjunct in the Rare Book Library opened in 1963, containing the Gutenberg Bible, original Audubon books, the first book printed in English, and original portfolios by Shakespeare. The Payne Whitney Gymnasium is the most completely equipped gym in the world, with its 11 floors, and they have in those a rifle range, 28 squash courts, 8 handball courts, 2 golf galleries, a regulation exhibition pool and practice pool, a basketball amphitheater, and 3 rowing tanks. It's a magnificent structure and beautifully equipped. The Ingalls Rink seats 3,000 spectators and provides facilities for varsity and intramural hockey and recreational skating. The traditional emphasis on excellence in sports is exemplified by the annual encounter with Harvard. Yale, not content to live on its laurels, is further expanding its research and educational facilities with a massive building program. The idea of Yale can be summed up by the words inscribed over the gate to Barnford College, which read, "For God, for country, and for Yale." The Navy proudly salutes its old and cherished friend, Yale University. And to the young man who wants a career of service to his country, see your local Navy recruiter.
That's right, Ralph. Now, you fellas check with your local recruiter and get all the details, because he'll be glad to explain the Navy career field of your choice. Hey, Bill, Billy Vaughn, I know the folks would like to hear something with that magic touch of yours, okay?
Special indeed, Billy. The Whippin' Poof song, long associated with Yale. And the Whippin' Poofs are also an a cappella ensemble at Yale. And as the words of the song go, from the table down at Morey's. Morey's does exist, too, exclusively for the Yale men. And women are invited only a few days of the year. Well, Pat, when the ladies are admitted, how would you say they're greeted?
Sherry, Sherry, je t'aime. Sherry, listen again. I only know that I love you so. I can't pretend that I don't, you know. Sherry, Sherry, je t'aime. Do not say it's in vain. I love you, that's all I mean. When I whisper, Sherry, je t'aime. I love you, that's what I mean. When I whisper, Sherry, je t'aime. I love you, that's what I mean when I whisper, Sherry, je t'aime.
Ralph, we'd like to thank this station for the public service time made available for this Navy show. Now for Billy Vaughn and the men of his orchestra, this is Pat Boone with the very best wishes for you.
Technical supervision by Clarence Bruyere. Until our next visit, this is Ralph Widman, speaking for the United States Navy.